This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Harvard and Yale are under federal investigation over their relationships with foreign donors. The Federal Education Department alleges the schools failed to report hundreds of millions of dollars in gifts and contracts from foreign governments and companies and exercised poor oversight. Harvard and Yale join a list of almost a dozen colleges and universities that have been investigated in the last year for their foreign ties. Joining us this morning to discuss all this is Daniel Golden, a senior editor for ProPublica and author of the book Spy Schools, How the CIA, FBI, and Foreign Intelligence Secretly Exploit America's Universities. Good morning, Mr. Golden. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So it's clear that the federal government has become more actively concerned about foreign ties in academia for the last couple of years. What's driving this?
I think, for one thing, there's kind of a broad culture clash here, which is kind of the administration's nationalist rhetoric going up against kind of the globalist view of universities. And then I think partly it's political, an attack on the Ivy League is probably good politics, and partly a fishing expedition. But I think there are also some real concerns about foreign money and influence at campuses. And those concerns would range from soft power, kind of the use of money to create a more benign view of a foreign country, to issues regarding the theft of intellectual property, and finally to intelligence activity and spying.
Yale was accused of failing to report $375 million in foreign gifts and contracts. Put that number into context for us, if you can. How reliant are these schools on that foreign money these days?
The schools are reliant on foreign money in various ways. Of course, foreign students pay full tuition, and then many schools have campuses or outlets in foreign countries that are often subsidized by foreign governments or foreign donations. So that accounts for some of that money. One of the big concerns about foreign money, of course, is principally focused on China and what are known as the Confucius Institutes, which I don't think Harvard or Yale have them, but you know, at least 100 universities in the U.S. do. And these are China-funded institutes that teach Chinese language and history and kind of put the history in a very favorable light. And also there's concerns that they may be havens for intelligence activity.
You know, looking at Harvard, the Education Department mentioned the case of Dr. Charles Lieber, the chemistry department chair, who was arrested last month on charges stemming from his involvement with a Chinese government recruiting program called the Thousand Talents Plan. Can you explain that program for us?
Yes. China initially started sending students to the and researchers to the U.S., you know, many years ago because it was hoping they would come back with American know-how. And then particularly after the Tiananmen Square massacre, the issue was that, most of these students stayed in the U.S., and so China looked at it as a brain drain. So as a result of that, they initiated a number of aggressive programs, including Thousand Talents, to bring back ethnic Chinese scientists from the West to giving them labs and salaries and so on. Now, the problem was that they weren't able to attract a lot of tenured professors at elite universities. So gradually programs like Thousand Talents broadened, and they began providing money to non-Chinese scientists as well as Chinese scientists, looking to them to come to China to teach or to lecture or to go to conferences. And of course, the concern is maybe they're sharing more of their research with Chinese businesses and government than they should.
The government has asked Harvard and Yale to turn over records for a number of countries, including Russia, China, and Saudi Arabia. Yale was also asked for its records about the Chinese company Huawei and ZTE. Is it unusual to see specific companies being looked into like that?
I think that this is a intensifying of government interest in foreign funding for universities, and I think, as I say, it reflects a combination of political motives and some real concerns. And In general, universities have been pretty accustomed to take money from wherever they feel like, and this represents a change to that.
Daniel Golden is a senior editor for ProPublica and author of the book Spy Schools, How the CIA, FBI, and Foreign Intelligence Secretly Exploit America's Universities. Dan, thanks a lot for speaking with WBUR.
Thanks for having me, Bob.